Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson just read. You've heard it said that you can't judge a book by its cover. In today's language, that means you really can't tell who someone is or what they believe by what they wear or how they look. You can only know a person by opening the cover, so to speak, and getting to know more about them and seeing their actions. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus says something similar, but far more important. He says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits." You can't judge a book by its cover. Neither can you know a true teacher of God's word by his looks or by his popularity, but only by his fruits, his adherence to and his preaching of God's holy word, and his administration of God's holy sacraments. In past weeks, Jesus has taught us that the world will not put up with us. He has taught us that the way into heaven is a narrow path that many will not find, that the road leading to hell is a broad path and many will travel it. He has told us that the world will hate us just as they hated him. Now he warns us that even some who are in the church and who rightly hold the office of prophet or of pastor have come in among us to devour us with their false teachings. How can this be? We know that the world is going to persecute us, but those within the church as well? Yes, that's what he says. He makes it clear that unfortunately, not everyone who preaches God's word is doing it in order to protect God's sheep. Jesus says that we must be on our guard for these wolves that have crept into the security of the sheep pen. This is true in the church, whether there is harmony or discord, whether we are at one with one another or whether we are fighting. The devil is always seeking a way to enter. We must be on the lookout for the fruits of the devil, which grow up from the seeds of dissension, doubt, and envy that he sows among us. And when we see these fruits coming to bear, we must be careful to point out that this is the work of the devil, not of the shepherd himself. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And so it is that you will recognize them by their works. The false preachers may rear their ugly heads within the Christian church and cause no little division and confusion and disharmony among us. But we really shouldn't be surprised when this happens. For Jesus has warned us ahead of time that it is going to happen. Since he has told us that it will happen, would it not be in our best interest to be on our guard against these false prophets? Should we not be deceived by them? If we are, it is only our fault. For if we knew God's word well as we should, if we lived each and every day in our baptism as he encourages us to do, if we received his body and blood in the sacrament often as he has challenged us, then how could we possibly be deceived by one who preaches against these things? Having the pure word of God and the unadulterated sacraments of Christ is a treasure of greater value than we can even begin to imagine. For these things have not only to do with life and death in this world, but they have everything to do with our eternal life and salvation. Again, Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, men will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? But I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. He does not mince words when speaking about the false prophets who come in among the sheep as wolves dressed in their clothing and seek to devour them. And yet who can do the will of the Father in heaven? Can you do all those things that you just read from Luther's Small Catechism? Can you keep the commandments as you ought? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself? For that is the summary of the commandments. Certainly we cannot do these things. There is only one who can do the will of the Father who is in heaven. And because that one was obedient unto death, he has received the crown of life. He did not incarnate and become man just to set us an example of how we ought to live and die. He became man in order to fulfill the law for us, to keep those commandments that God has set before us, to take away our sins, and to earn for us a place in his Father's house and at his heavenly banquet. Everyone who hears these words of Jesus and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of Jesus and does not do them will be like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. A house that is built on shifting sand is not a secure dwelling, no matter how big or beautiful or luxurious it may be. A theology and life that is not founded solely upon God's sure and certain word and his life-giving sacraments is simply not safe. If your faith is founded upon your flimsy emotions and feelings, or upon your fleeting wealth and security in this world, then will it be able to stand up to the attacks of the devil? Will it be able to withstand the storms of life that are coming your way? What will you do when the rains fall and the floods come and the winds blow against your house? What will you do when an accounting is required of you for all of your works and you stand before the Father in heaven and give an account of all of your sinful deeds? Certainly the house will fall, and its fall will be great. But thanks be to God that we can confess and sing with Martin Luther, a mighty fortress is our God. For our spiritual house is built securely on Jesus Christ, and not upon some false prophet or upon his alluring words. Our sins of doubt and unbelief have been forgiven. Our lack of knowledge of God's holy word is not counted against us. The many times that we have forsaken the Sabbath by not hearing his word and receiving his sacraments, they have all been forgiven. Our ears have been opened so that we can hear these true words of God and believe them. Let the wind blow and the floods come. They can harm us none. Or as Luther says, take they goods, fame, child, and wife, though these all be gone, they yet have nothing won. The kingdom ours remaineth. And when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teachings. For he was teaching them as one who had authority, and not as their scribes. Jesus' words are authoritative for our life and for our salvation. Jesus' word and sacraments do not just talk about him. They actually deliver to us what he has promised, his own body and blood and the forgiveness of our sins. It is my prayer that each of you would continue to cling to this faith that has been given to you and continue to build upon the solid foundation of Jesus Christ, crucified for the sins of the world. Let us pray. Built on the rock, the church shall stand, even when steeples are falling. Crumbled have spires in every land. Bells still are chiming and calling, calling the young and old to rest, but above all the souls distressed, longing for rest everlasting. Grant then, O God, your will be done, that when the church bells are ringing, many in saving faith may come where Christ his message is bringing. I know my own know me, you not the world my face shall see. My peace I leave with you. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.